Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. There goes Hale trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Cronin, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Hale, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Werber reaches second base with a double. Campbell throws the ball into Hale, who tags Werber trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cronin scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Becker moves to second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 0 in the game. Ostermüller bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 1 in the game. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 0 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell strikes out. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Werber moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Bruce Campbell. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pitlock scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.